This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Casey Hudson and Matt Horner, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today. Playoffs odds boost, Celtics odds boost. This is a massive boost for tonight on Kristaps Porzingis and Jaylen Brown to each have over 2.5 made threes. This is boosted to plus 350 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
Yeah, I definitely think it's worth a sprinkle here at that number. You had Jaylen Brown, he hit 3 against Miami in the last game there. He's hit 3 in 3 of his last 5 games. So he's been taking them quite a bit. And then you look at Porzingis, he's the one maybe you might want to worry about a little more. He's only gone over this in 2 of his last 5 games, but he did just hit 4 against Miami the other night. Obviously, they're lapsing a little bit at three-point defense right now. And they really miss Jimmy Butler as well. And without Jimmy Butler, the Heat are just – I think they're going down. So, yeah, I think it's worth a sprinkle, though, at this number.
Yeah, I'm actually a fan of this one. I think that Matt kind of touched on it. The three-point defense hasn't entirely been there, at least not very consistent. And with the Celtics now having mind of that, they're going to try to exploit it and lean into it a bit more. Porzingis averaging 2.1 made threes on the season, but he's got about a little over 5 attempts per game. So you can kind of count on him trying to work hard in that department. Then you've got Brown averaging 2.2 at home, roughly 5.6 attempts. But as Matt mentioned, he did pick up 3. He does average 3.3 specifically versus Miami with 7 attempts on top of that. So I actually like this one quite a bit.
Yes, yeah. Love this. Plus 350 at Caesars. Get in on this boost and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10. Get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com. Get your free 3-day trial today. Check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at TheSportsCase, at Sharp_Side_, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. And I'm going with another home run prop, and I'm going with Evan Carter to hit a home run. This is plus 550 at BetMGM, my long shot in our BetQL.com long shots article. He has hit one home run in his last 2 games. He hit 1 2 games ago with 2 home runs in his last 8 games, 3 total home runs so far this season. He will be facing Bryce Miller tonight, starting for the Mariners, and Evan Carter batting 1,000 against him with a home run in 2 plate appearances. He drew a walk in the other plate appearance. So, and Miller has given up 3 home runs in his 4 starts this season. Across those 4 starts, he's given up 3. So I think this is a great spot for Evan Carter to hit a home run tonight.
Does it get much better than batting 1,000?
It really doesn't. It truly does not, Matt.
I don't think you can do much better than that. So Evan, go off, my friend. Let's hit a home run tonight. Yes, I'm going to go to the ice for my bet here, the NHL playoffs. Yesterday, Tampa Bay couldn't get the win for us, but they did cover the 1.5 puck line. So we made up with a small profit there by covering the 1.5 puck line at minus 165. So, all right, we're going to go with the Boston Bruins tonight. to get the win, Lucy's team here. These fan bases, it seems like it's a battle of the fan bases that don't believe in their team. Like, I feel like both of these fan bases are just like, how are they going to let us down this year? It's just, you know, the Bruins and the Maple Leafs constantly disappointing. I'm going with the Bruins though tonight. I got them at minus 102. I think you can still get them minus 104 right now at FanDuel. So just a little tiny bit of a move. Toronto, defensively, not good at all. The Leafs rank 26th in expected goals against, and they're dead last in high danger chances against. And I think Boston's offense, which has been really good at taking advantage of high danger chances this year, plus with Swayman and Net, I just think they can get the W here against Toronto at that price, especially. You're getting minus 104 here at FanDuel. I like them in that number.
Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of that one, Matt, because they really had every chance possible to take game two if Swayman and B, they didn't let off the gas after the first period. But Austin Matthews had himself a day between takeaways and having a point involved in every goal. So I need the Maple Leafs to lose as well. That'll make me feel a little bit better about what's going on with my series. I'm taking mine to the ice as well. Golden Knights versus the Dallas Stars. I said a couple weeks ago that if there's one team that can upset in through seven games, even though I had the Dallas Stars pegged to go to the Stanley Cup all season long, it's going to be the Vegas Golden Knights. Health has not been on their side. They came out and made a splash game one. Obviously, there's the mystery that is Mark Stone always being injured, but yet ready for playoffs. Regardless of that, trade acquisitions made an impact in game one. Hurdle setting up Mark Stone, Hanifin being a part of that goal as well, Eichel picking up where he left off in playoff mode last year. I just think that this team kind of flew under the radar because of the injuries that picked up. But those new guys are going to make an impact. Some of these guys have not had a chance to play for a contending team, and that's going to show up big time versus the Dallas Stars team that's not as great defensively. And Ottinger just has a tendency to kind of crumble under the pressure. That whole spiel to say, I'm taking the under 5.5 total. We did see a battle in the first period for game one. I don't think we're going to see another 4-3 victory here for either team. I think that the defense tightens up on both ends and we see more of like a 3-2 game. So I like the under total for a big matchup yet again tonight out West.
I love that. We are just knee deep in NHL playoffs. So it's very, very exciting. And NBA playoffs. So get it on this odds boost and the bets. It would be great just if the Maple Leafs lost just across the board. I think we all agree. That would be phenomenal. So get in on all of these bets as well and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.